RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, note investment increase at the first quarter of 2016. Hong Kong and China investment raised by 400%. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, recorded an increase in investment realization in the first quarter of 2016 by 17.6% compared to the first quarter period of 2015. The increase has absorbed 327,000 Indonesian workers. In a press statement on Monday in Jakarta, the head of Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, said the investment realization figures showed that the board has achieved 24.6% of the total target of 2016 investment realization amounted to 595 trillion rupiah. Based on the achievement in the first quarter, Frankie is optimistic that the board will be able to achieve the target of investment realization within the country by the end of 2016.
Nilai realisasi investasi secara keseluruhan untuk triwulan 1 2016 adalah
the investment realization in the first quarter of 2016 reached 146.5 trillion rupiah, raised by 17.6% compared to the same period of 2015. This makes us optimistic. We need to see the progress in the second quarter, but from the result in the first quarter, we can predict that we can reach 595 trillion rupiah by the end of the year.
Angka 595 itu dapat tercapai.
Moreover, Frankie Sibarani also explained that the domestic direct investment in the first quarter of 2016 reached 50.4 trillion, up 18.6% from 42.5 trillion rupiah in the same period 2015, while realized foreign direct investment reached 96.1 trillion rupiah, up 17.1% from 82.1 trillion rupiah in the same period of the previous year. According to Frankie, to achieve the target of investment realization of 595 trillion rupiah in 2016, BKPM formed an investor relations officer or IRO in each region in Indonesia to guard realization of investment projects. Indonesia's foreign direct investment FDI from Hong Kong and China has increased by 400% in the first quarter of 2016. Head of Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, said on Monday in Jakarta that the increase has put both countries as big five countries to invest in Indonesia. According to Frankie, Hong Kong and China were ranked third and fourth largest biggest FDI in Indonesia, below Singapore and Japan. However, both countries are still above the Netherlands with $300 million.
Untuk lima besar negara asal investasi, ini ada yang menarik.
There is an interesting finding. At the top five biggest investment countries that China entered the top five. The first was Singapore with $2.5 billion, raised by 141.6% compared to last year, and Japan with $1.6 billion, increased by 33.3%. Hong Kong and China with $500 million, increased by 400% each, and the last was the Netherlands with $300 million, increased by 25.5%.
Atau naik 400%. Kemudian China nilainya sama $500 million, naik 400% juga, dan yang nomor lima adalah Belanda, $300 million, naik 25.5%.
Moreover, Frankie Sibarani said foreign direct investment in Indonesia from Europe in the first quarter of 2016 has not yet improved. Besides the Netherlands, Germany also contributed with an increase of 166.1%, while the United Kingdom and Belgium dropped by 84.6% and 53.71%. Frankie Sibarani saw the importance of the visit of President Joko Widodo to the European Union some time ago in an effort to encourage the inflow of foreign investment in Indonesia from the European Union. The Indonesian Police Polri Chief General Badruddin Haiti hopes that the Labor Day commemoration, known as May Day on May the 1st, should be filled with positive activities such as social services. Badruddin Haiti in Sidoarjo on Sunday said one of serious activities to commemorate the May Day by carrying out social service for those in need. He explained during the time, the celebration of Labor Day is identical with demonstration activities carried out by the workers to voice their aspirations. Therefore, it is expected that Labor Day commemoration this year can be carried out in positive ways and not harm each other. In addition to conducting social activities, according to Badruddin Haiti, other activities that can be implemented by workers, namely implementing Thanksgiving ceremony in their respective working areas. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya hope that tourism become the largest foreign exchange earner for Indonesia. Moreover, Minister Arief hope that tourism will be the biggest foreign exchange earner exceeding the Indonesia's natural resources outcome. Arief Yahya on the sidelines of the meeting of the coordination meeting of maritime sector in Jakarta on Sunday said, the tourism sector can only absorb 10% of foreign exchange of about $10 billion of its marine tourism potential. Arief Yahya said, the excess becomes Indonesia's weakness in tourism. He cited as an example tourists from China who come directly to Indonesia only 37%, while tourists from China who come directly to competitor countries, for example Singapore 85%, Malaysia 78%, Thailand 81%. Arief Yahya added, his side is now accelerating in opening the access for major countries such as China, India and Australia in order to come to Indonesia directly. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bengkulu has one of tourist destinations called Pulau Tikus or Red Island, which will be appealing for fishing and snorkeling enthusiasts. Not only the island offers beautiful scenery of the Indian Ocean, but also a fishing paradise. The tiny island is located about 9 miles off or 1 hour from Panjang Beach of Bengkulu City. Tourists are welcome to swim in the cool and calm seawater and dive to watch coral reefs and marine biotas. Fishing enthusiasts can try to lure various fishes such as trevally, grouper, pomfret, mackerel, and snapper. The island is also known as the Towel Island because there is a lighthouse that helps passing ships to navigate. There is only one house where the lighthouse operator lives and no cottages can be found anywhere in the island. Bengkulu Deputy Mayor Patriana Sosialinda said in the Red Island on Sunday, April 24, 2016, that the Red Island must be treated as an asset with a huge tourism potential. Patriana added that the island was also important to support sea traffic. Indonesia participated in the Coffee Festival, which was taking place on April 22nd to 24th, 2016, in Helsinki, Finland, because the country is one of the world's largest coffee lovers. Economic Counselor of Indonesian Embassy in Helsinki, Yana Rudiana, escorted by Antara London on Monday, said Indonesia's participation at the event was carried out through cooperation between the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Helsinki and Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Copenhagen and a number of Indonesia's coffee companies. Indonesian Ambassador to Helsinki Vivi Setiawati Firman said, although the population of Finland is only 5.4 million, but it is one of the coffee drinker countries in the world, with coffee consumption of approximately 11 to 12 kilograms per capita annually. She expected the different types of coffee in Indonesia could enter the Finnish market and European countries in general. This requires the introduction of Indonesian coffee to the local community on an ongoing basis. The last item. International buyers and business doers from Japan, Qatar, Singapore, Thailand, India, and China shop for Indonesian lifestyle products such as leather bag, wallet, apparel, even pencil case and lunch box at an international exhibition in Bangkok. Indonesian trade attaché for Thailand Rita Tri Mutiawati predicted the transaction achieved from the event reached $675,000. She also predicted that potential transaction will occur in the future. Rita said in a press conference on Sunday, April 24, 2016, escorted by Tempo.co, 8 Indonesian companies should be proud of this since their products have high competitiveness in global trade. The 8 companies have successfully caught international attention at the Bangkok International Gift Fair plus Bangkok International Houseware Fair 2016, which was held in Bangkok International Trade and Exhibition Center, Bangna, Thailand, for 5 days from 19 to 23 of April 2016. According to Rita, this exhibition will give opportunity to the growth of Indonesian economy through the strengthening of small and medium enterprises. Rita said, the small and medium enterprises products must be ready to be stars in ASEAN and the world. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPM note investment increase at the first quarter of 2016. Hong Kong and China investment raised by 400%. That was the news.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on IUU's CEPA have strategic benefits for Indonesia. The government of Indonesia and the European Union have entered a new history with the completion of the discussion on negotiation guide or scoping paper on a comprehensive economic partnership negotiations with the European Union or the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, abbreviated into CEPA-IEU. The scoping paper discussion, which was completed last week, can be said as a historic moment because Indonesia is the first Southeast Asian country which has a partnership cooperation agreement with the European Union. The agreement on scoping paper should be welcomed by both Indonesia and the countries within the European Union. In the cooperation conducted through the agreement, there are many advantages that can be achieved together. Among other things, the agreement will facilitate trade and investment as well as increase the capacity of company development on both sides. Besides, it would be advantageous for both Indonesia and the European Union because they complement each other. Indonesia will open a greater market access for European Union products and vice versa. The European Union will also improve the competitiveness of Indonesian industry. For the European Union, which consists of 28 countries, Indonesia is very important because it has great potential and active economy. The agreement will also boost economic growth and create political stability and security on both sides. For Indonesia, there is an urgent need for the agreement. Therefore, the Indonesian government is committed to complete the cooperation as soon as possible. In a cabinet meeting recently, it has been decided that it was targeted that the negotiations will be completed in 2017 so that it can be implemented immediately. It is expected that with the agreement, there will be greater market access to the European Union member states, and this can improve Indonesia's export performance. So far, the European Union market is difficult to penetrate. Central Statistics Agency data stated that in the last 5 years, the total value of trade between Indonesia and the European Union has decreased by about 5.4% per year. It has an impact on the decline in the trade surplus for Indonesia by 14.5% per year in the same period. When the agreement is implemented, it will increase the trade surplus for Indonesia. It can also provide countless benefits for increasing European Union investment in the country. Currently, the European Union is the second largest foreign investor in Indonesia. However, its investment only reached 12% of their capital in Asia. The approach on broader cooperation agreements in the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement will increase investment. Indonesia is optimistic will win 30% of European Union investment in ASEAN, an increase from the current figure, which only 12%. However, there are some parties in the country who think that the agreement would be detrimental to Indonesia. Those who are not convinced by the benefits of the agreement view it as a free trade agreement or FTA, which turned out to be detrimental to Indonesia when it was implemented. Yet, the two are not the same. The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is comprehensive, unlike the free trade agreement, which does not consider the interests of the domestic industry. Well, that was commentary today on the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement have strategic benefits for Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on April 25, 1946, when Kiai Haji Mas Mansur passed away. Kiai Haji Mas Mansur is an Islamic figure and national hero of Indonesia. In 1921, Mas Mansur initially joined the Muhammadiyah Islamic Organization. His activity in Muhammadiyah brought a change and strengthened the existence of Muhammadiyah as a reformer organization. After becoming the leader of Muhammadiyah, he began political innovation which was successful for the Muslims in initiating the establishment of Islamic Council Ala Indonesia, MIAI, together with Hashim Ash'ari and Wahab Hasbullah. He also initiated the establishment of Indonesian Islamic Party, PII, with Dr. Sukiman Wiryasanjaya as the balance towards the non-cooperative attitude of Indonesian Islamic Association Party, PSII. When the independence war broke out, Mas Mansur participated by providing morals of the youths against the Dutch soldiers. Finally, he was captured by the Dutch and imprisoned. Amidst the raging war for independence, Mas Mansur passed away in the prison on April 25, 1946. For his services, the government of Indonesia named him a national hero. We move into 1971 on anti-Vietnam War protests in US. On April 25, 1971, a large-scale demonstration against Vietnam War took place in Washington, USA. This protest, participated in by 200,000 people, was one of the biggest reactions shown by the people of America against the war policy in Vietnam by their government. In the Vietnam War, which began in 1964, USA deployed 500,000 troops and tens of thousands of them died or were wounded. Increasing domestic protests and pressures, including strike of defeats of US soldiers in Vietnam, finally made America withdraw their men from Vietnam in 1975. We end today in history with an event on April 25, 1980, on failed invasion of USA to Iran. After the raid of Shah Pahlavi was overthrown, USA always tried to destroy the newly established Islamic Republic of Iran. USA used their embassy in Iran as information and espionage center. The students who support the Islamic Revolution then occupied the embassy and took the staffs of hostage. USA, with their intelligence and the most advanced military equipments, planned strategy to release the hostage. On April 25, 1980, USA, with their helicopters and jet fighters, tried to invade Iran. Their main mission was to save their spies at their embassy in Tehran. However, unexpectedly, when the operation began, hurricane hit the deserts around Tabas City, the base of USA. Several aircraft crashed and were then destroyed, while some American soldiers died. The rest of them fled from Iran. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The topic of today's Focus is the visit of the Indonesian Minister of Transportation to China to ensure the Jakarta-Bandung Fast Trains project is in compliance with Chinese standard. Indonesia and China have agreed to undertake the Jakarta-Bandung Fast Train Mega Development Project. The construction project has been opened by President Joko Widodo in Bandung, West Java in January 2016. To ask for certainty in the fast train technology and technical standard, Indonesian Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan held a meeting with Chairman of the National Development and Reform Commission of the People's Republic of China, Xu Shaoxi, Transport Minister Yang Chuntang, and President of China Railway Sheng Kuangshu in Beijing, China on Friday. Antara News Agency reported that Minister Jonan said he would not issue a permit for the operation of the fast train if China does not implement technical standards clearly, including the technology used on the fast train from Jakarta to Bandung. According to the minister, this is closely related to the comfort and safety of passengers. Minister Jonan cited as an example if the Chinese uses 5 meters with railroad tracks for 350 kilometers per hour speed train in China, then the Jakarta-Bandung train must also use the same standard. He urged the Chinese not to change the standard like using 4.6 meter width rails for the speed of 350 kilometers an hour because the difference of 0.4 meters can affect comfort and safety. In a mega project worth 78 trillion rupiahs, China initially listed the standard speed of 250 kilometers per hour with a width of 4.6 meters railroads. But later, the level of train speed has been increased to 350 kilometers per hour without changing the width of the railway to 5 meters as the technical standard used in China. Hence, Minister Jonan requests for clarification. Responding to Minister Jonan's request, Chairman of National Development and Reform Commission of China, Xu Shaoxi, assured that the fast train from Jakarta to Bandung will use the technology standards as used in China and several other countries. He also expressed his gratitude for the support and attention of the Ministry of Transportation to the standards and technology used in the project. According to him, it became the focus of China and will follow it up with related parties. Xu Shaoxi added, the fast train project is a first for Indonesia, so it should really provide benefits to the people of Indonesia. In a meeting with Transport Minister of China, Yang Xuantang, Ignatius Jonan requested guarantee from the Ministry of Transport of China if there is any change in the implementation of the development and the technical standard and technology. In response, Yang Xuantang promised to follow up with related parties. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Transportation is evaluating the detailed engineering design of the fast train project. Director General of Railways of the Ministry, Hermanto, as quoted by okzone.com, said the documents had been handed over to PT Indonesia China Fast Trains Limited. He is currently evaluating the soil and other apparatuses. He said such studies should be done carefully and could not be targeted when the evaluation is completed. Related to earthquake study, Hermanto added, he would immediately coordinate with the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysical Agency. On the other hand, to support the implementation of the fast train construction, Secretary of West Java Provincial Government Iwa Karniwa, as reported by okzone.com, said 3 of 8 regions have completed the revision of special planning of Jakarta-Bandung fast trains development. In accordance with the planned target, the mega fast train project will be operationalized in 2018. Well, that was Focus Today on Government Ensures Fast Train in Compliance with China Standard. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, recorded an increase in investment realization in the first quarter of 2016 by 17.6% compared to the first quarter period of 2015. The increase has absorbed 327,000 Indonesian workers. Indonesia's foreign direct investment from Hong Kong and China
has increased by 400% in the first quarter of 2016. Head of Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board Frankie Sibarani said on Monday in Jakarta that the increase has put both countries as big five countries to invest in Indonesia. The Indonesian Police Polri Chief General Badruddin Haiti hoped that the Labor Day commemoration, known as May Day on May the 1st, should be filled with positive activities such as social services. Badruddin Haiti in Sidoarjo on Sunday said, one of serious activities to commemorate the May Day by carrying out social service for those in need. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya hoped that tourism become the largest foreign exchange owner for Indonesia. Moreover, Minister Arief hoped that tourism will be the biggest foreign exchange owner exceeding the Indonesia's natural resources outcome. Bengkulu has one of tourist destinations called Pulau Tikus or Red Island, which will be appealing for fishing and snorkeling enthusiasts. Not only the island offers beautiful scenery of the Indian Ocean, but also a fishing paradise. The tiny island is located about 9 miles or 1 hour from Panjang Beach of Bengkulu City. Indonesia participated in the Coffee Festival, which was taking place on April 22nd to 24th, 2016 in Helsinki, Finland, because the country is one of the world's largest coffee lovers. Economic Counselor of Indonesian Embassy in Helsinki, Yana Rudiana, escorted by Antara London, on Monday said, Indonesia's participation at the event was carried out through cooperation between the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Helsinki and Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Copenhagen and a number of Indonesia's coffee companies. The last item, international buyers and business dovers from Japan, Qatar, Singapore, Thailand, India, and China shop for Indonesian lifestyle products such as leather bag, wallet, apparel, even pencil case and lunchbox at an international exhibition in Bangkok. Indonesian Trade Attaché for Thailand Rita Tri Mutiawati predicted the transaction achieved from the event reached $675,000. She also predicted that potential transaction will occur in the future. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI, World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bandung, West Java. Stay tuned. Indonesia, which is an archipelagic state and consists of various regions, makes its own various traditions, cultures, and tribes. No wonder every region in Indonesia has their own attraction for tourists. In today's edition, we'll invite you to Bandung, West Java province, which has many typical foods. One of them is seblak. Bandung is well known on its creativities. Its creativities are very various and unlimited, beginning from arts, cultures, and even until typical foods. One of typical foods is seblak, which has been popularized in 2000. Raw material of the food is raw cracker. There are two kinds of seblak, namely dried and wet ones. For dried seblak is served by spread dried chili powder and also other ingredients. While to make wet seblak is not quite difficult. Firstly, raw cracker is boiled. After that, it is drained and dried together with seasoning such as red onion, garlic, salt and kentur and cayenne pepper. Now, seblak is also popular amongst tourist communities.
It is proven because there are many stalls in various places in Bandung which sell this typical food. So tourists can be easily to find seblak. Seblak's price is quite cheap. You can enjoy this typical food without having to spend your money. Listeners, over the development period, wet seblak is varied and more enjoyed by many domestic and foreign tourists. Now, wet seblak can be combined with other materials such as egg, sausage, meatball, etc. To serve wet seblak is added sauce and has hot flavor. So this food is suitably eaten when rainy seasons. Are you interested to taste this food? So, if you are in Bandung, West Java, please do not forget to taste it. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Mendapat Hadiah, which in English means getting a gift. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Hari ini, which means today. Hari keberuntungan, which means lucky day. Mendapat, which means to get or receive. Hadiah, which means gift. Tiket pesawat, which means flight ticket. Pulang pergi, which means round trip. Sabtu, which means Saturday. Pagi, which means morning. Bandara, which means airport. Jam 4, which means at 4 o'clock. Pesawat, which means plane. Tinggal landas, which means take off. Jam 5, which means at 5 o'clock. Berangkat, which means departure or leave for. Terminal 3, which means terminal 3. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Mendapat Hadiah, or in English means getting a gift. The conversation is between A. Anna and B. Nita. A. Anna, hari ini adalah hari keberuntungan saya. Hari ini adalah hari keberuntungan saya, which means today is my lucky day. Saya baru saja mendapat hadiah door prize. Which means I just got a door prize gift. Kamu tahu apa hadiahnya? Which means do you know what the prize is? Saya mendapat tiket pesawat pulang pergi ke Bali. saya mendapat tiket pesawat pulang pergi ke Bali, which means I received round trip flight tickets to Bali. Bisakah kamu hari Sabtu pagi antar saya ke bandara? Bisakah kamu hari Sabtu pagi antar saya ke bandara? Which means, can you take me to the airport on Saturday? Karena jam 4 pagi saya sudah masuk ke pesawat. Karena jam 4 pagi saya sudah masuk ke pesawat. Which means, because I have to be boarded at 4 a.m. Dan pesawat tinggal landas jam 5. Dan pesawat tinggal landas jam 5, which means, and the plane will take off at 5 a.m. Saya berangkat dari Terminal 3. Saya berangkat dari Terminal 3, which means, I will leave from Terminal 3. B. Nita. Baiklah, saya akan antar kamu ke bandara. Baiklah, saya akan antar kamu ke bandara, which means, alright, I will take you to the airport. Kamu sungguh beruntung. Kamu sungguh beruntung, which means, you are very lucky. Saya iri dengan kamu. Saya iri dengan kamu, which means, I envy you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Indonesian keroncong songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Hanya Engkau by Bram Aceh. Happy listening.
Dengar
The song Hanya Engkau is the love theme song. The song is about someone who is much adored, her or his lover. Nothing else, only one she or he loving. That was a glimpse of content of the song sung by Bram Titali, or better known as Bram Aceh. The man who was born in Banda Aceh in 1913 is also known better as father of Indonesian keroncong music. Bram Aceh has brought generation who will follow the original genre of the Indonesian music world, like Harvey Malehodo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly, who are his grandchildren. Bram's career in the entertainment world started since he won the first winner of the Keroncong Jakarta Raya Festival in 1955. Listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Rindu Lukisan by M. Rivani.
Rindu lukisan maka suratan hatiku nan merindu. Rindu bayangan nan meliputi parasari wajahmu, mengapa membisu seribu basah, mengapa mendusta seribu kata. Mungkin kabulan merindukan kumbang, dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau deh aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasi untung di badan. Suratan hatiku nan merindu, rindu bayangan nan meliputi paras hari wajahmu. Mengapa membisu seribu pasang? Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun, maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasi untung di badan.
The song Rindu Lukisan is an original Kroncong song. Besides M. Rifani, the song has also been sung by other Indonesian Kroncong singers. The song also tells us about the story of love of a couple lover. This song has beautiful lyrics, like poetry, which is getting more perfect and nicely presented by M. Rifani. Although it is an old song, but the song is still enjoyable. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Telaga Biru and Pasir Putih by M. Rifani. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.